I'm sure a lot of you are kind of wondering what the heck I'm doing up here. I'm not going to say I'm an expert. I've just been around banking and financing for a long time. When Eric asked me to help with this series, it was several weeks ago, and there's been a lot of stuff going on in these last few weeks talking about what you can do to better yourself. Lots of good advice for not only young people, but for all of us. But a couple of things that I want to bring forth to you this morning. We'll be talking a little bit about being responsible, taking advantage of the resources that we've been given and around the world. And we're very fortunate that we've had, that we live here. Hopefully we say a prayer periodically that we are lucky to have been born in the United States. I try to remember that, especially if you go outside of our physical boundaries and you go to third world countries. There's anything wrong with that, but we learn that we are very, very fortunate to be living here in this country. When I say the word money, what comes to mind? For many of us, it might be a coin, might be paper money, could be a savings account that you have at the bank, might be something that you can buy with that money. Most of us pretty much think that money is the ultimate to get what we want, and that's usually what it is. We think about what that money can do. Might buy a hamburger, might buy a new suit, a new dress, maybe a car that Eric tried to tell us that we needed to work at how to go about buying those new cars, or to buy a house, that type of thing. We have many ways we can do things with money individually. We can do them as a group. A couple of things that come to mind is when someone comes around, they ask about collecting money. Might be for the school system. It may need, maybe Randy, wherever he is, maybe he needs new football uniforms, and we all put in $20 and they get new uniforms, or whatever that might be. The Benton County Cancer Society is another example. We've got people here that are very active in that organization, and also in the American Cancer Society, the Relay for Life. And you can see what, when a lot of people put small amounts of money together, that collectively makes quite a difference. It takes money to operate a church such as this. We all kind of do our part. We put a little money in the till every week or every month, hopefully to pay the light bills, to pay the preacher, to have it. One thing that we always need to remember, some people I think forget that it takes money. They never come to church. They never put any money in the till. But then when they need a wedding or they need a funeral, they want the building to be here. They want it to be in good shape. They want the air conditioner on, or they want the heat on. So we need to all remember those things, that it takes money to keep our church going. And as Methodists, our primary goal is to remember that we are trying to bring people to Jesus Christ, to learn about Him. And in that mission, we are constantly struggling, trying to figure out ways that we can do that. We've got a very active mission team right now in this church, which we're very fortunate. Those groups have gone to the southern part of the United States to help with people that have been displaced with tornadoes and other hurricanes. Some of us have gone on other types of mission trips to help in other parts of the world, and those have been great experiences as well. But we do that as a collection of people, so you try to make sure that you can do that by putting your resources together. The Hefners are people, members of our church. I don't know if they're here today, but they've been very active in the Heifer Project. And the purpose of that is to provide maybe flock of chickens, maybe a goat or a donkey or a cow, and they take it to a third world country, and they in turn teach those people how to take care of those animals, how to breed them, and hopefully increase the size of that particular herd.